It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, October 27th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Here's a word you'll soon be afraid of. Fire Sheep, a new free downloadable add-on to the Firefox web browser. Over 100,000 people have downloaded it so far. With Fire Sheep, someone can get on an open wireless network, cafe, hotel, whatever, see who's on there, double-click a name, and access what that person's doing online. So someone is logged in as you on Facebook, on Twitter, any unencrypted site. Chet Wisniewski from the security firm Sophos joins us occasionally to talk about security issues. Chet, how does FireSheep work?
When you log into a lot of websites, they use a secure protocol to protect your password. So when you log into Hotmail or Facebook, it encrypts that session when you're first logging in. However, as soon as you log into the service, it no longer encrypts it, and it drops it back to a plain, open communication between your computer and the web server. And what this plugin does is it allows people to capture that communication and impersonate you based on the cookie that those programs have set on your computer.
So is this a new thing, a breakthrough, or has this been around for a while?
This has been around for a very long time, but it's been difficult to do. You needed to be a bit of a hacker to know how to use all the different programs on a computer in order to capture these session cookies. And what this does is makes it as simple as installing a plugin in Firefox, so it pretty much brings it to the masses.
All right, let's try it. Maggie Kurth-Baker is science editor at BoingBoing.net. We've asked her to download FireSheep and hit her local coffee shop.
It looks like nobody else is using any of the applications that FireSheep would normally capture, because the only thing it's capturing is me. But I can spy on myself here.
Okay, can you get on Facebook?
Sure. So I'm up on Facebook now. My name popped up as soon as I did that. And when I double-click on my name, I see my Facebook account just like it normally looks like from my perspective. So I see edit my profile, my messages. It seems like theoretically if somebody else was looking at FireSheep right now, they could see what I recommended a friend of mine season her pumpkin seeds with and anything else that I happen to have up.
How hard was it to set up?
Basically just downloaded a file, followed some directions that were in the wiki on the site, and got into my Firefox in probably 5-6 minutes.
So if any of the other people in this cafe get on Facebook, you're a tiger in the woods at this point.
Essentially, yeah. I'm feeling pretty sneaky about that.
Maggie Kurth-Baker from Boing Boing, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
So if you're on an open network, is there such a thing as privacy anymore? Again, Chet Wisniewski.
Not really. For business users that have VPNs available to them, using a virtual private network will protect your session no matter where you're logged in from. But if you don't have that, there's no way at this point to secure connections to things like Facebook on public connections. Certainly, the network service providers like Facebook and Hotmail can implement encryption throughout the session rather than only using it for your password. And if they were to implement that, that would make those sites safe again to use on open Wi-Fi connections. Gmail, Google's mail service, recently switched over to being entirely encrypted. So I think the author of this tool is releasing this specifically to try to force these sites to do the right thing and provide us with safe encryption.
So if I'm in a cafe on an open wireless network in a coffee shop somewhere, it's okay to check Gmail, but if I'm on Facebook at this point, I'm really running a risk.
Yeah. Gmail is one of the only ones that actually is encrypted throughout the session. Most other services are not, including Facebook, Twitter, and Hotmail and others.
There are also downloadable Firefox extensions that let you block FireSheep. We have links at our website. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Barnes & Noble unveiled the Nook Color, a color version of its electronic book reader. Meanwhile, Amazon.com says electronic books outsold hardback and paperback books combined last month. If you don't like seeing your house on Google Street View, well, you can just move. That's what Google CEO Eric Schmidt said in a weekend interview. Schmidt later apologized, says he meant you can contact Google, they'll remove your house from view. This is the same guy who said that in the future, Google will know so much about you, you may have to change your name. Same guy who said, quote, "We know where you are, we know where you've been, we can more or less know what you're thinking about," unquote. Now, either the CEO of the largest search company in the world is someone who accidentally says crazy things, or Google is even more powerful than we realized, and Schmidt has a habit of telling the truth. Not sure I'm comforted either way. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.